We welcome you live high above the court here at the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts for the 2014 Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference Basketball Championships. A winner will emerge from these days of basketball here at the birthplace of hoops in Springfield, Mass. And that winner will represent the MAC in the NCAA tournament. And it begins now with Monmouth, the number 9 seed, taking on the 8th seed Ryder Bronx. Their neighbors to the west down in Jersey have traveled a 4 or so hours up northeast to Massachusetts as Monmouth and the Bronx will be ready for the third time this season. Fans, you got a treat today because you've got all three of your Monmouth broadcasters doing this afternoon's game. I'm happy to have today's call. You know my voice, Eddie Acapinti, alongside Matt Harmon and Steve Bazzaz. We've got a full crew. Our good buddy Ray Malaspina is back in the studios. And I'll tell you what, gentlemen, this is what it's all about, playoff basketball. Matt, it is one and done the rest of the way. And Monmouth will come into this afternoon's contest with Ryder, the first game on the men's side of the 2014 MAC tournament. Not playing their greatest ball, but I'd make the case this is a really good matchup for them as we begin tournament play.
Well, if there is something that Monmouth can kind of hang their hat on a little bit is the old cliche, and that is it hard to beat a team three times during the course of a season? Monmouth with a hard luck loss all the way back in December in their first game in MAC play, 89-83 to Ryder. Another six-point defeat in the late stages of January on the road in overtime, 77-71. But you would think that both of these teams, certainly, Steve, over the course of the last month, really, because I think you're at the point of the season where you can kind of throw things out that you saw in December and throw them out a little bit in January. You focus a little bit more on February. And both teams have really kind of had their struggles in the month of February leading into the tournament.
Yeah, both teams, Matt, are trending really in the wrong direction. Monmouth has lost 10 of their last 11 games, and Ryder has lost 7 out of their last 8 games. So, again, both teams not headed in the right direction right now. It'll be interesting to see how it translates on the court with both of these teams struggling. A Ryder schedule, though, they have played the top of the conference in a lot of their games towards the end here. Quinnipiac, Manhattan, they've played Iona twice, Canisius, and Siena. So if you look at their company lines, Ryder has played a lot of good teams to finish off the season.
And this Bronx team comes in, as Steve and Matt just said, on more of a slide than this MU team. But, guys, when you look at those, as you just said, Steve, twice to the top seed and regular season champ Iona, and then you sandwich that around Canisius and Siena. So all those teams aren't playing today. They all have byes here in this first round. Monmouth, on the other hand, comes in. I think it's a weird situation. We know they had that long 9-game losing streak. Then they had the breakthrough blowout win against Niagara before finishing the year with a tough loss at Siena. And that Siena team's playing as well as any team in the league. But, guys, first time, Matt, we'll start with you for the Hawks in this tournament setting. Here, neutral floor, first year in the league. All the other teams except Quinnipiac are used to this. You got a young Monmouth team giving this the first go-around. How do you think the young Hawks could respond to it today?
Well, I think really when you kind of look at this game as a whole, you know, you've got to be able to say who is the pressure on in this game. And I think clearly it has to be on Ryder, a team that about a month ago we were talking about a potential 5 seed, you know, a top 5 seed. Maybe Ryder gets that bye in the opening round. And their season, as Steve pointed out, you know, their losing streak, having dropped 7 of the last 9, they've kind of crumbled. So I think the pressure is certainly on them. They're a team that has beaten Monmouth already twice this year. They're a team that has had success at different points during the course of their stay here in the MAC. For Monmouth, a little bit banged up. We know Justin Robinson won't play. Hawks nicked up in a couple other spots as well. So I think, to me, Ryder has to go into this one saying, we've got to do all we can to kind of keep Monmouth at bay. Where the Hawks, if it's me, I think you can go out and just let it fly at this point of the year.
This is our pregame show for the 2014 MAC Basketball Tournament, and it's presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Make sure you visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank, as we are just a couple of minutes away from the first game on the men's side here in the 2014 MAC Basketball Championships. It will be MU and Ryder. And guys, as we continue along here on our pregame show, Matt alluded to it, Justin Robinson will not play. He's out. Khalil Brown will serve the third game and his three-game suspension, so he is out. Max DeLeo is back. And guys, I think that's where the key will start. And Steve, I'll throw this one to you. Ryder is a team that loves to get up and down the court, loves to play fast. Max may be the key into slowing down some of their better players. They've got that dangerous backcourt of Anthony Miles and Jimmy Taylor, and Max may be the guy to look to try and slow them down.
Max DeLeo has been huge this year for the Hawks, and there's no doubt that there is a correlation that with Max out of the lineup, the Hawks have really struggled. I think he's a huge part of this game because there have been games without him in. They have needed a spark so desperately, and Max would have been that guy to provide it. I also think that matchup-wise, Max can guard a lot of different players on Ryder. He can guard point guards. He can guard scoring guards. Anthony Miles is a big guy. He's about 6'6". He's a guy that loves to go to his right hand, look for Max to really guard him and force him hopefully to his right hand. So he's going to play a huge role in this game, and I think DeLeo, Jones, and Nicholas, the three upperclassmen, they are going to have to play a huge game as a unit for the Hawks to come out of here with a W.
Monmouth and Ryder, it's the 8-9 game here in the first round of the MAC tournament. The winner takes on top-seeded Iona on Saturday at 12 noon, but you can't get there until you get this win this afternoon. What we'll do is take our first time out on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. We'll bring you back high above the court here at the MassMutual Center to continue our look at Monmouth and Ryder, and it'll be right here on your only source for Monmouth men's hoops this season, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back to our broadcast booth high above the floor here at the MassMutual Center, where we are getting ready for Monmouth and Ryder. It's the 8-9 game in the 2014 MAC Basketball Championships, and we'll have the call for you right here on both 1160 and 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, as well as the free Radio Pup app. As gentlemen, we'll, before we take our final timeout, final thought from each of you. Matt, how does this afternoon's game play out?
I think for Monmouth, you know, what Steve had said going into the break, I think for me is always the case with this team, and that is what exactly are you going to get out of the two leading scorers for Monmouth, Andrew Nicholas and Deion Jones. I think that is such a key, especially here in tournament time. You know, you might get a surprise or two from a young guy, but it has to be those two older guys who can kind of shoulder the load here for MU.
And then, Steve, before we get your final thought, we'll take our last time out here pregame for the national anthem. We'll get that thought and the starting lineups when we come back, as well as we'll have the tip for you between MU and Ryder. And it'll be right here, fans, on your home for Hawks basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. We welcome you back just about ready for MU and Ryder. It's the first game on the men's side of the 2014 MAC tournament. The 8-9 matchup, again, the winner moves on to take on top-seeded Iona Saturday at 12 noon. How it works with the seeding, Ryder will be the home team. That's why Monmouth was in their road navies this afternoon. And because of that, we'll get our Monmouth starting lineup first. And it'll be presented by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations. And for that, I throw it to my broadcast partner and good friend, Matt Harmon.
Monmouth with a little bit of a change in their starting lineup from what was listed in the notes coming in. They will still go with a three-guard alignment led by the point guard, Josh James. He is the 6'2 freshman, wears number 0, averaging just over 8 points per contest. He'll be joined by number 5, Deion Jones, one of the captains on this team. Jones, the 6'6 junior transfer from Towson, the team high in points at 15 per contest. Just under Jones at 14.4 is the other member of the trio of guards that will start tonight, number 13, Andrew Nicholas, the 6'6 junior. And up in the middle today, it is number 33, Zach Tillman. He will play the center spot. Tillman, the 6'10 freshman, big bruising body inside, 4.4 points per contest, just over 3 rebounds per game. And Tyrone O'Garo will start at the forward spot today. O'Garo, the 6'5 sophomore, who averages 4.6 rebounds per game. A little bit of a change from what we have seen. It's been Tillman and Chris Brady to start, but O'Garo, a little bit more quickness and athleticism, will get the go for third-year head coach King Rice.
And the lineup that Coach Kevin Baggett will send to the floor for this Ryder Bronc team. Baggett's a 1989 graduate from St. Joseph's. It'll be a couple of young players to headline this lineup. led by Jimmy Taylor, all MAC rookie selection, 12 points per game. The 6'3 freshman will start in the backcourt alongside Anthony Miles, the leading scorer for this team, 16 points per contest. Tommy Pereira, shooter, gets the start for Coach Baggett off the bench. Normally, today, starting 4.8 points per game. Daniel Stewart, 15 points, 6 boards per contest. The 6'7 senior will start alongside the 6'7 freshman, Khalil Thomas, 5.9 points, 3.4 rebounds per game. As now we'll get our keys to this first round MAC tourney matchup between Monmouth and Ryder. And our keys to the game are presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Every day extraordinary. And for those keys, we send it to the only man among the three of us with an NEC and NCAA tournament appearance, a championship ring, my buddy Steve Bezez.
Eddie, to me it starts with the Daniel Stewart matchup, All-MAC second teamer. He has scored 21 points in both of the games this year against Monmouth. In the game in Lawrenceville, Monmouth went to the two big lineup a lot, the Chris Brady and Zach Tillman look. I think that was a nightmare matchup for both of those guys. Stewart can hang around the three-point line. He shoots 40% from three. I think it's very tough for those guys to run out and contest his three-point shots. He can get by them easily and make plays at the rim. He also shoots 85% from the foul line, which is excellent for a big. I love the O'Garo change in the starting lineup, a guy who matches up great with Daniel Stewart. Three-point shooting is going to be huge. As a team, Ryder shoots 40%. They have struggled in some of their most recent games and in games that they have lost because they haven't shot the three-pointer well. I think that's enormous. Monmouth is a team that doesn't shoot the three-pointer well and doesn't defend it well either. So I think defending the three-point line for the Hawks is huge. And also, Tommy Pereira was a guy who came in and made six threes in the game in Lawrenceville and really completely changed the outcome of that game. And then, like we said earlier, guys, just two teams trending in the wrong direction. So who's going to come out and take control of this game? I think it needs to be stressed. There's not many people in this arena. Who's going to come out and bring their own energy and own intensity?
I'll tell you what. When you play neutral site tournament basketball, it's a hit or miss. And now you have two teams, our hourglass rivals, playing about 4 hours away from their respective campuses. Steve's point is right. Ryder comes in on the downside of things. Losers of four straight. Monmouth has lost 10 of 11. Guys, safe to say whoever starts fast probably wins this contest.
In the game in Lawrenceville, Monmouth started extremely slow. At halftime, they were very close to being run out of that gym. Coach Rice put the whole second unit in to start the second half, and they really sparked the team. Colin Stewart came in, banged down a couple threes, had an alley-oop. That really got the team going.
It's Zach Tillman to jump things up with Daniel Stewart. Monmouth will control. They'll have the game's first possession. Hawks are moving left to right. It'll be Bronx moving right to left. We are underway in the 2014 MAC tournament, and Monmouth will have the first score of the game. Down low is Zach Tillman. Will put one in off the window.
Always starts down low and inside for Monmouth. They somehow find their first 2 points down low. Good screen and roll that time for James and Tillman.
Matt, they always seem to score down low to start things, it seems. Hawks now on the defensive. Nice collapse here. Three-pointer from Miles in the corner is too long. Rebound to Deion Jones. Hawks will push now. Jones ahead to Josh James. And now everyone back the other way. 19-18 to go in our first half. Hawks lead 2-0. Down low to Tillman again. Tillman working on Stewart. Loses it on the turnaround, and he's fouled by Anthony Miles.
I like the fact that the Hawks are looking inside to Zach Tillman. I think he's a guy that can get positioned down there. And you guys know I'm a big Tillman guy, and I think he's got a great chance to have a huge impact on this game.
Nicholas will inbound that first foul on Ryder with 19-11 to go in the first half. James will now have it, top of the key, gets his instructions from Coach Rice. Ryder straight up man-to-man defense. Throws it right wing to Nicholas, back top of the key to James, dribbles himself to the left wing. Finds Nicholas top of the key, couple of dribbles around Miles to the basket, good, off the window.
And Tommy Pereira stepped in to take a charge and really Red just ran him right over. No call.
Monmouth leading 4-0, 18:40 to go. Ryder will come back the other way. 18-foot jumper is long from Khalil Thomas. Tipped rebound comes down to Josh James. James ahead of the pack to Deion Jones. Everyone back the other way now as Monmouth possesses with Tillman top of the key. 25 on the shot clock as he throws right wing to Andrew Nicholas. Left-handed dribble, throws now to James. Reset the offense. 18:20 to go, first half. James around a ball screen from O'Garro, dribbles himself right wing. Hawks swing it right to left. Nicholas on the left wing. 11 on the clock. Top of the key, James. Floats one down low to Tillman. Tillman picks up his dribble. Out to Jones. Deion Jones behind the back at the elbow. Throws to O'Garro. Right back to Jones, who can't get the layup to go. And the tip rebound comes out to Ryder. Oh, that was almost a beautiful play.
Was a great find by O'Garro. Little scoop pass. Kind of caught it and threw it back to Jones all in one motion.
Down low, Ryder will go Khalil Thomas. They'll swing it to the open man, Daniel Stewart. Attacks from the right corner, and he is fouled. With 17:48 to go in our first half, that foul will go on MU, Zach Tillman.
And that's something we talked about in the open. Tillman had to run out to Stewart and contest. Stewart put the ball on the ground. Tillman tried to cut him off. He was too late and got called for a blocking foul.
You know, early on, Steve, we're seeing it's Andrew Nicholas who's drawing the assignment on Anthony Miles. I'd be surprised if Ryder doesn't try to expose that a little bit.
Absolutely. And Miles is a guy I think the Hawks would sign for him shooting threes all game.
Hawks lead 4-0 here. Ryder with an errant shot as Khalil Thomas throws one off the top of the backboard. James will streak back the other way. Beats Pereira to the rim. Can't get it to go. Chris Brady into the game, crashing the offensive glass. Kicks it out to Nicholas. Right back to Brady. He'll miss a short little layup, but get his own offensive rebound. He'll kick it out to Tyrone O'Garro, and O'Garro is fouled, going to the basket with 17:23 to go. And guys, in a first half in which Monmouth really looks to come out aggressive, they seem to be a step faster than Ryder.
Yeah, they're certainly playing just a little bit faster, and we'll get an early timeout here. I think Ryder needs to kind of settle themselves back in. You know, we've played 2.5 minutes, and we've seen everything go Mamba's way. 4-0 advantage. We've seen him pound the glass a little bit. We've seen him have pretty good defensive intensity, block out well, rebound well, all adding up to at least a good feel for things right now.
Hawks lead 4-0, 17:23 to go in our first half. Ryder takes the game's first timeout, that 32nd timeout. It allows us a quick second to remind you, MU men's lacrosse tickets on sale now. Call 732-263-5735 to see the MU men's lacrosse team take to the field for the first time at Monmouth Stadium. You can also email hawktickets@monmouth.edu.
Played the first home game just the other day. St. Joe's.
Tough contest as MU fell to St. Joe's, but had a nice comeback in that second half. Next game is at home is this Tuesday. As go ahead and play the lottery for today's number. Tyrone O'Garro has hit his first free throw. Don't see that very often.
Let's see if he can make it two in a row. Then you know the stars are aligned.
Hawks lead early, 5-0 here. O'Garro has a little tape on his right hand. And that tape helped as he made them both 6-0. Hawks lead 2.5 gone by.
And I wonder how many times this season O'Garro has went 2-for-2 from the foul line. Could be the first time.
He may have done it late in the year, but put it this way, it's a single-digit number of times. You can count on one hand.
In the second half of the game in Lawrenceville, Monmouth had a lot of success trapping in the half court with O'Garro and guys like that. We saw it here after that made foul shot.
Skip pass here for Ryder. Khalil Thomas throws right wing to Anthony Miles. Miles will throw to Jimmy Taylor in the right corner. Taylor will try a triple, and he'll knock it down to cut Monmouth's lead in half, now 6-3.
Ryder hard to defend. They've got three double-digit scores.
And here Monmouth turns it over. We'll bring it back the other way. Sean Valentine off the bench gets a steal and then an assist as he finds Miles, who will go to the line for a chance for three after he is fouled on his layup.
You know, Steve, they are really explosive when they get up and running, and their defense, they're converting in the offense. They make the three, get the steal, and now a three-point play.
And they go defense to offense in a hurry, and we know in tournament time how fast momentum can change. Monmouth with a quick 6-0 lead, then a turnover. Now the game is tied after a made foul shot, and we'll see that throughout this tournament and in the NCAA tournament.
6-0 Ryder run has knotted this game up 6-all, and in the backcourt, Josh James is double-teamed, and he'll turn it over. Miles and Valentine trapped him, and the freshman will give it back to the Bronx, who are on this 6-0 run.
And it's going to be how the Hawks respond to adversity. We know that they had things going early, which is great. Now a little bit of adversity and some turnovers. How do they respond?
Ryder possessing here. Monmouth led 6-0. Less than 60 seconds it took for Ryder to tie the game at 6. Miles, jump stop in the lane, puts it off the backboard, no good. Offensive rebound, Khalil Thomas, and he'll lay it in. The Bronx now lead 8-6.
And that's one for Monmouth you can't allow to have happen. You can't have Thomas just go up over the top of Nicholas and Brady and get an easy putback.
Monmouth will break the pressure here. Nicholas will fire a triple, no good. Offensive rebound, O'Garro. He'll kick it out to Deion Jones. Now Josh James will give it a try. as they'll reset the offense here. 16 minutes to go, first half. James throws left elbow to Ogero. Left corner now Deion Jones. One step baseline drive and a foul is called on Ryder Sean Valentine. That'll get us to the media timeout. 15:53 to go here in our first half. Ryder on an 8-0 run leads MU 8-6 as we step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill, oh yeah, features great food, entertainment, nightly drink specials, and the best wings around Monmouth County. Whether you're having a private party or watching the upcoming NCAA tournament, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com, and make sure you follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar.
Certainly no doubt, as Steve said earlier, that basketball, a game of runs, magnified a little bit more during tournament time as well. Monmouth looked great to start, had that 6-0 run to begin. Since then, it's been all Ryder. The Bronx on an 8-0 run over the course of the last 63 seconds. They've made three of their last four. Monmouth's last four field goal attempts, 0-for-4 so far.
And also Ryder sparked with some turnovers, a turnover along the sideline, a Josh James travel in the backcourt, and Ryder also cleaning up the glass and getting some finishes around the basket. But, you know, again, I think this is a game of, it's going to be runs, it's going to be a close game. Two teams that are playing similar basketball right now and two teams that are struggling right now going into this MAC tournament. So I think it's going to be a close game, guys. I think it projects to be a close game. I think it's all about how Monmouth responds to adversity.
Bronx lead the Hawks, as Matt and Steve both said, 8-6, 15:53 to go here in our first half from the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts. Monmouth with Josh James trying a quick inbounds pass. It's stolen by Sean Valentine. He tried to find Andrew Nicholas down low.
And you just had a media timeout, the under 16, and then you come and inbound the ball and turn it over.
Mistakes young teams make that you can't here in tournament time. 15:35 to go in our first half. Valentine on the right wing. One dribble. Now bounces down low to Daniel Stewart. His turnaround jumper is good. A 10-0 Bronx run. They now lead by four.
And looking more confident every time down the floor, setting up this 2-2-1 pressure as well, which has caused Mama some problems.
And again, Justin Robinson not in, but it doesn't matter when Josh James finds Tillman, who has his shot swatted away by Daniel Stewart. He was all alone down low, but now the Bronx will bring it back, leading 10-6.
And that's going to be a finish and a dunk by Zach Tillman, but nice hustle back by Stewart.
Down low, we got a turnover from Ryder. Khalil Thomas will turn it around. Josh James back the other way to the rim. No good, and the rebound pulled down by Thomas. Ryder will come back the other way, leading 10-6. Jimmy Taylor hands the Miles. His triple from the wing is too strong. Offensive rebound, Daniel Stewart. Ryder will pull it out. New possession here with 14:40 to go.
Monmouth in the midst right now of going four solid minutes without a point up on the board.
It's allowed Ryder to come back, take a 10-6 lead. Thomas drives, kicks it out to Valentine. One dribble inside the arc, floats it top of the key to Jimmy Taylor. He throws right wing to Daniel Stewart. Stewart attacks the rim, a lot of contact, no call. Ball out of bounds off of Ryder. MU, the benefit of that break, they'll get it back with 14:24 to go.
Great defensive possession right there, guys, by the Hawks. Closing out the shooters, helping on drives. Really good defensive possession. You know, I think it's something interesting, too, is that with the lines on the court, there's 3 3-point lines on the court. You have high school, college, and the NBA. I think it's just instincts that teams start to line up behind the three-point line, and they're starting their offense farther away from the basket, and I'm talking about the NBA three-point line.
Yeah, that line obviously is way far back, as Monmouth has difficulty bringing it up against Ryder's pressure. They are called for a 10-second violation with 14:13 to go. Also, some new Hawks have checked in. Greg Nowak and Max DeLeo have gotten into the game, but guys, another unforced error there.
It's poor recognition by Monmouth as well. Got to realize with clock winding down, got to get the ball at least over midcourt with 10.
6 minutes gone by. Hawks haven't scored in about 3.5 as Ryder is on a big run. Here a three by Valentine is strong. Rebound to Tillman. Monmouth ahead of the pack. Max DeLeo saves the ball inbounds right to Greg Nowak, who lays it in to cut this to 10-8.
5 minutes it took Mama to go from basket to basket, but nice job by Nowak that time, running the floor in transition.
We always say it, guys, he's one of MU's best interior finishers. Here, Stewart, kick out to Miles. His three is an air ball, too strong. Rebound comes down to Junior Fortunat. Fortunat played a huge role in Ryder's overtime win in Lawrenceville. Bronx working it here, 10 on the shot clock. Valentine, top of the key, throws it now. This will be Zedrick Sadler with four on the shot clock. Sadler, step back triple. He rattles it down. Bronx take a five-point lead.
And it's tough defensive possession right there. You play D for about 30 seconds, and it's good. And then right at the end of the shot clock, Sadler steps back and drains a three.
And then Max DeLeo with an errant pass in the middle. Sadler tried to shuffle it to Miles. DeLeo will go to the ground. Whistle here. Monmouth not only with possession, they'll be awarded the timeout with 12:59 to go in our first half.
Turnover is obviously a huge key in this game so far. Ryder with a five-point edge, 13-8. Steve, right now MU has turned it over five times. Ryder has not turned it over. Well, that last one will count as their first before they put it up on the stat board. So 5-1, you know, if you're a young team, obviously taking care of the basketball so paramount, but just like everything else, everything gets magnified at least double, probably three or four times when you're in a tournament game.
Absolutely, and I would compare it to playoff football. You know, when you make a turnover in playoff football, it's so magnified because possessions are so important. Same thing here with tournament time with basketball, and a lot of these have been unforced errors. They're trying to break the press. Ryder's in that 1-2-2 look with one of the bigs at the top. Mama just has to do a better job of recognizing also the 10-second call and just making crisper passes and attacking that press and trying to score out of it.
Deion Jones just checked back into the game for MU. So now against this Ryder pressure, the Hawks will have no point guard with James taking a seat. It's Jones, Nowak, Nicholas, DeLeo, and Tillman. Mama breaks the pressure here as they'll float one ahead to Tillman in the left corner. 12:45 to go in our first half. Tillman picks up his dribble, now throws to DeLeo, who will swing it to Jones, top of the key. Hawks will initiate. DeLeo, left wing, with MU down 13-8. Tried to go down low to Tillman, and it was poked out of bounds by Daniel Stewart.
And you see, you don't always have to get a turnover for a press to be effective. That time, when it was all said and done, Deion Jones got the ball at the top of the key with 15 seconds left on the shot clock to initiate the offense. Now there was a deflection out of bounds. Now there's only 9 seconds to shoot.
And that's what they'll have with Jones, top of the key. They'll work it with a crossover, top of the key, to the basket, hangs in the air. Fortunat blocks the shot, but a blocking foul will be called on Sean Valentine with 12:27 to go in our first half.
You know, Steve, I wonder the way that Monmouth is constituted right now with Justin Robinson out and Josh James having logged heavy minutes over the course of the last 3 weeks of the season. You know, no one has stepped up to be that other point guard. And you see in a situation like this, there are no other point guards on the floor. It kind of just falls to, bring the ball up by committee. But, you know, you have to be able to give James a couple of minutes rest probably per half. But look at his minutes over the course of the last five games. 44 versus Marist, 36 versus Manhattan, 38 versus St. Peter's, 24 Niagara, 36 Siena. I mean, he's basically doubled his minutes almost in a lot of ways since Justin Robinson is out with the injury.
I think that's been a huge injury. It really affects your flow offensively. Now with minutes played, I think you can just have to rest in the offseason, and the offseason could start in about, 32 minutes. So Josh James rests then.
Deion Jones made both of his free throws. The Hawks have cut this Ryder lead to 13-10. And then back the other way, Zach Tillman fouls Daniel Stewart with 12:15 to go in our first half. Chris Brady will check back in. Also back for Ryder, Khalil Thomas and Tommy Pereira. Have you guys noticed, by the way, that assistant coach Rick Callahan has been getting a lot of burn on the Jumbotron?
He's been up there a bunch. I think there might be some confusion as to who's actually in charge of the program.
Ryder will throw it down low to Fortunat. He'll lose one off the fingertips and out of play. So the Hawks will get it back, and they trail Ryder 13-10, 12-10 to go before halftime. Maybe there's a Callahan cam out there that we don't know about. Yeah, let that sink in for a second.
The more we don't know about that, the better.
Monmouth will break Ryder's pressure here. 12 to go, first half. Deion Jones will throw it left wing to Max DeLeo. Left corner, it's now Ogero. He'll give it to Jones on the wing. He'll drive around Sadler. Driving kick to DeLeo. He'll drive around Pereira. Down low to Brady, who will lay it in.
I love the patience offensively by the Hawks. Nobody's really forced a shot yet. They've been swinging the ball around, dumping the ball inside. Nice job by DeLeo, dropping it off to Brady.
First time, guys. Monmouth goes zone here. 2-3 look with Ryder working it. Pereira into the game, top of the key. His outside shooting doomed Monmouth last time they played. Sadler drives on the baseline to Pereira for three. That one's short. Tipped rebound comes down to Chris Brady. He'll outlet to Deion Jones. Jones, with three Bronx around him, will wait for his teammates to join him. Now throw top of the key to DeLeo. Now Ogero will have it, 25 on the shot clock. He'll find Nicholas. And now they'll get it back to Deion Jones, initiate new offense, 18 on the shot clock. Jones guarded by Pereira. He'll eye up Tommy Pereira. Crossover top of the key, whistle away from the ball. A carry will be the call on Deion Jones.
And I don't like that possession from the Hawks. Too much just stationary. Deion Jones eyeing up Pereira. Everybody else just standing around. Jones gets called for the carry.
10:56 to go first half. Ryder 13, Monmouth 12, and we're back in 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. The Monmouth Hawks would like to thank their premier sponsors this basketball season. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McClune's Restaurants, and Surf Taco. We thank you for your tremendous support throughout this basketball season.
Steve, this is the part of the game, maybe as a former player, obviously, this is the part of the game that, you know, maybe things have kind of settled in a little bit. The early game jitters out of the way. You kind of get a feel for what everybody wants to do. I mean, there's no secret between these two schools. They played already twice this year, but now maybe the first time you've been in a tournament, especially for Monmouth in the MAC, that should be kind of away at this point.
And to me, it feels like it's going to be a close game the entire game. I think we're really in store here, guys, for a real good game and hopefully a wild finish, and Monmouth's on top of that.
Ryder 13, Monmouth 12, 10:56 to go in our first half. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz, Eddie Acapinti with you. Full house of Monmouth alum broadcasters bringing you this 2014 MAC tournament first round game. This guy's the first game on the men's side of the tournament that will end with someone representing this conference on Monday night in the NCAA tournament. These two teams, Monmouth and Ryder, used to be old NEC rivals here, meeting for the first time in the MAC tournament. Ryder will break Monmouth's pressure, and gliding to the rim and scoring for the Bronx is Jimmy Taylor.
Too easy that time for Taylor. You can't allow a guy to go from basically one end of the court to the other and not have anybody really get in his way or try and slow the possession down.
Since Monmouth led 6-0, Ryder's outscored them 15-6 as they lead by 3, 10.5 to go in our first half.
Eddie, a great math by you on the fly, too.
That's why I slowed the words down. Top of the key, DeLeo will throw it. Colin Stewart's into the game for the first time. Colin Stewart will set a screen for DeLeo, but it's an illegal screen, and Ryder will get it back with 10:14 to go.
I was just going to say, it seems like a long time that Monmouth has gone with that no point guard situation. Josh James on cue getting himself off the bench. You know, I think you can only do that for so long. I mean, he was on for maybe, he had a good solid 3-4 minutes worth of rest time. But I think MU, at this point, they need the guy who's in charge of the offense on the floor.
I completely agree, Matt. There's no tomorrow. You got to go with the guys that got you here.
Ryder controlling here. Pereira almost carried it. Some fans, I think on that Monmouth side, think he did. As the Bronx work it around the perimeter here, top of the key, Sadler, they swing it around. Alford throws in the left corner. This is Taylor. He drives, has it poked away by James. Out right into the arms of Khalil Thomas. Now 7 on the shot clock for Sadler. Hesitation dribble to the basket. Off the window, too strong. Brady with a nice rebound. Outlet to James with 9:35 to go in the half. James finds Deion Jones. Jones, beautiful spin to the rim. No good. And Pereira pulls down the rebound.
You know, I think sometimes Deion Jones should shoot a jump shot. And he was open on this first catch, but he's always putting his head down, going to the rim, which is great, but I think sometimes he needs to just be able to take a simple jump shot.
Bronx lead MU 15-12 as they'll control, moving right to left. Zedrick Sadler with the dribble, Monmouth back to man. Sadler around a screen, will throw it top of the key. Alford's three is way short, but he gets a tipped offensive rebound off the hand of Colin Stewart. Bronx new shot clock here. Sadler dribbles to the wing, and Taylor picks up his dribble, and they'll try to throw it down low, but Brady will get a steal right into the arms of Deion Jones. Jones then loses it, goes crashing to the floor, somehow gets it over to O'Gara. He'll throw it now to Colin Stewart. Now Monmouth can slow things down, trailing by 3, 8:40 to go. James will initiate new offense, get instructions from Coach Rice. Top of the key, left-hand dribble to the left wing. Finds Jones top of the key, around a Brady screen. Deion throws it into the corner to Colin Stewart. Stewart with 10 on the shot clock. Lost it for a second, now gets it back. Nice bounce pass down low to Brady, who lays it in.
Oh, great job by Colin Stewart. Trapped in the corner. Brady's man was fronting, and Stewart was able to find a Brady on a great bounce pass. Nice lay-in. Hawks cut it to 1.
Monmouth back 2-3 zone here. 8 minutes to go in our first half. Alford throws right wing to Taylor. Ryder now on the perimeter as Pereira throws left wing to Alford. He attacks the Monmouth zone. Deflected pass. ends up in the hands of Zedrick Sadler. Under 8 to go. 13 on the shot clock. Sadler will hand off to Taylor, who will now go top of the key to Alford. Swings it to Taylor. NBA range 3 is too strong. Rebound. Ogero got a hand on it, but Taylor takes it away. Another possession for Ryder. Sadler, crossover, attack the rim, and he's fouled by Chris Brady.
All right, if I'm a Ryder guy, too, I'm probably shaking my head at where's Anthony Miles and where's Daniel Stewart, because the flow offensively is certainly not the same without those guys in.
7:38 to go in our first half. Bronx lead Monmouth 15-14, and we're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. Alongside Matt Harmon and Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Guys, Monmouth trails Ryder 15-14, but Matt, after allowing that big Bronx run, the Hawks doing a good job to battle back in this one. And now we just have another regular first-round tournament do-or-die game.
Yeah, and it's been with the guys off the bench really contributing. You know, we just saw Colin Stewart make a nice pass. Chris Brady's picked up a couple of baskets already. He's got 4 points. So I think this might be it. You know, we focus, and I focus certainly in the pregame, on the play of Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas, but did say, you know, in a tournament game, you might always have that one guy who you weren't expecting to have a good game to do it, and if MU is going to hang around, and as Steve said, this game might be close all the way down the stretch, you're going to need another couple of options, whether it's from possession to possession or from, you know, minute to minute, you're going to have guys that are going to have to, you know, contribute to the effort.
And that was the difference in the game in Lawrenceville when Tommy Pereira came in off the bench. He scored 20 points. He had 6 threes in that game, and he hasn't gotten going. And Ryder as a team is 2 of 9 right now from 3. I think Monmouth is okay with guys like Anthony Miles shooting threes instead of making things happen and drawing fouls at the rim.
Back to the action is with Ryder leading 15-14. Zedrick Sadler is at the line for 2 free throws with 7:38 to go in our first half. He misses the first one short. He'll have another one coming. This one is good, upping Ryder's lead to 2. As the two players Steve mentioned before break, why aren't they in the game? Well, they're back with Anthony Miles and Daniel Stewart, the Bronx 2 leading scorers, back in. 1-2-2 press here from Ryder. Monmouth will break it with James, who will get it back from Colin Stewart now with 7:30 to go in the first half. Bronx back to man-to-man. James left-hand dribble, top of the key. Instructs the Hawks around. Throws right wing, gets it back from Colin Stewart. 14 on the shot clock. James holding it on the wing. Over to Stewart in the right corner. He'll bounce it back to James. Has Pereira on him. Probably go around him if he wants to. Does that here. To the rim. Gets it to go off the window.
I'm going to say for Josh James, you've got to like the matchup against Tommy Pereira, especially off the dribble. Certainly a quickness advantage.
James's first 2 points ties this game at 16. Under 7 to go in this half. Alley-oop attempt from Pereira is deflected by Nicholas. DeLeo's back into the game. He leads MU back the other way. James finds an open Colin Stewart, who blows the layup in transition right into the arms of Anthony Miles.
And the Hawks have missed some layups in this first half. They're leaving points on the board. Nice find there. Stewart's got to go up strong, or he's got to go to the other side of the rim and reverse it.
6:30 to go. Hawks and Bronx tied at 16. MU back man-to-man. Top of the key, Jimmy Taylor. Dribble handoff to Pereira. Pereira will go right back to Taylor on the right wing. Now Miles has it top of the key. Swings it left wing to Alford. He'll throw it down low to Daniel Stewart. He's triple team. Stewart spins out of it to the rim. Good. And the foul. What a move by Daniel Stewart.
A couple of times here today, we've seen Ryder be able to get to the rim very easy. And I think that a case in point right there. Someone's got to slow the progress down of Daniel Stewart. Even if you commit the foul on the floor, but you know once he gets towards the rim, it's going up. And he's strong enough to kind of battle his way through any kind of hacking fouls. If you're going to play it like that, at least make him earn it from the free throw line with 2 rather than give him the plus 1.
Stewart converts the free throw, so it's a 3-point play, upping Ryder's lead to 19-6. Hawks break the pressure here. Foul called on Ryder with 6:05 to go in the first half.
Also on that Stewart post-up, Colin Stewart came over to double team, and I thought it was a very poor double team. Really flailed at the pass instead of just coming over and being strong in the trap.
Under 6 to go. Monmouth possessing, down by 3. James dribbles himself to the right wing, now into the corner. Drives on Alford. Wraparound pass, an open DeLeo three is good. We're tied at 19.
Max DeLeo has been an absolute knockdown three-point shooter this year. Wide open in the corner, he bangs it down.
Ryder will try to answer with a Miles triple. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Andrew Nicholas. Hawks can take a lead here as we're tied at 19. 5.5 to go. Nicholas brings it all the way into the front court. Now throws it. Risky cross-court pass to Colin Stewart. Stewart attacks the basket and gives MU a 21-19 lead.
I love that move from Colin Stewart. He could have pulled up from three, but he goes hard to the rim and finishes with a finger roll.
Daniel Stewart drives back at Nowak, and Daniel Stewart will go to the line with 5 minutes and 13 seconds to go after MU takes an early lead for the first time in this contest, 21-19.
Yeah, I like that play better. You know, again, if you're Monmouth and you're going to have a matchup problem with Daniel Stewart, you know, throw a different look at him maybe a couple times down the floor, alternate who's going to guard him. Make him do this. Make him earn it with his two free throws from the line rather than giving him the shot and the foul after that.
Stewart makes that first free throw. Zedrick Sadler checks back in for Khalil Alford. Daniel Stewart, guys, one of the best two-way, well-rounded players in this league. 15 points, 6 boards a game. Makes both of his free throws here to tie this game at 21. More pressure from Ryder. Little three-quarter court pressure. Nicholas picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass to Colin Stewart as Monmouth breaks the pressure. Stewart bounces it to James. Cross-court to DeLeo. Max pumped at three, now drives and kicks to Josh James. His long two is good. Hawks back on top, 23-21.
Absolute great ball movement by the Hawks, and they were getting looks and open looks at the basket when they move the ball.
Hawks are playing good team ball here in this one. Ryder, down low to Stewart, finds a cutting Valentine. Double team, kick out to Sadler, works its way to Miles in the corner for three. That one too strong. DeLeo catches the rebound. On the dead run for Monmouth, who leads 23-21.
Another missed three for Anthony Miles. He's 0-5 from three.
And that was pretty good defensive rotation that time for Monmouth, too. Working out at the 2-3 zone. Ryder didn't really have a great look until Miles popped one up.
Stewart, top of the key for Monmouth. Into the paint. Colin Stewart to the basket. Good, and the foul. What an aggressive move by Colin Stewart, who has a chance for a three-point play.
Colin Stewart doesn't get enough credit for his athleticism. He's a guy who likes to hang behind the three-point line, but he caught it. He ripped through hard, went to the basket, and finished at the rim along with contact. Just a great job by Stewart.
Well, it's probably, you know, you think about Colin Stewart. He had ups and downs during the course of this whole season. He might be the guy that can kind of, you know, carry the scoring load a little bit, even though he misses the free throw here. And we have a foul, a loose ball foul on Monmouth. But if you think about it, Stewart, a guy who, when he gets hot, he can kind of carry the load because he can shoot, obviously, from the outside. And now if he's going to sow a little bit of an inside and driving game, it opens up a whole new ball for Monmouth.
He'll take a seat along with Nowak. Back in, Deion Jones and Tyrone Ogero. That foul on Nowak will put Stewart at the line, Matt, for 1-1. But you said it in our pregame. Who's that other guy? Where's the unexpected source of scoring going to be so far? It's been Colin Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart looking good, even though heading to the bench here with the 4 points. Chris Brady's done the same. He's got 4 points off the bench. And that's what you need if you're Monmouth, especially a team that goes so deep, that goes 8, 9, 10, 11 sometimes deep. If you're going to have all those guys play, you're going to need contributions from them.
Daniel Stewart made the first free throw, also the second. Monmouth now on top, 25-23.
Now, guys, I love being up in this suite here broadcasting. I can react and jump up and down and pump my fist, and nobody's really here to see me.
no one's gonna judge you when you're up here, except Matt. That's a whole different story. 4 minutes to go, first half. Deion Jones will be called for a double dribble. He caught it, put it down, and then did that again. As with exactly 4 minutes to go, Ryder will get it back.
Deion Jones has to pick it up in this game. He's catching the ball and immediately putting it on the floor. He's got to catch it and look first and then react to the defense.
Hawks with a slim two-point lead. Ryder with Anthony Miles in the right corner. Kicks it out to Jimmy Taylor. Now left wing, Zedrick Sadler. Sadler will throw to Khalil Alford. Thomas to the basket is blocked but fouled. Foul will go on Tyrone Ogero.
Some nice help side defense that time by Deion Jones to get the block. A little too much body by O'Garo, and Ryder will have a couple of free throws when we come back. 3:41 to go here in the first half. Monmouth 25, Ryder 23. We're back with more MAC tournament action from Springfield, Massachusetts on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, we invite you to stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. We want you to follow at MU Hawks on Twitter and Instagram, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more.
Strange, Steve, at this point of the game with Monmouth up two. You look at the stats, and MU shooting 10 of 18 for 56%, but yet only up two. Ryder down under, 33%, 7 of 22. But it's just been that kind of game. It's been a back-and-forth kind of game. Ryder, a couple more free throws, a couple more three-pointers in there as well. Tight, just kind of what we thought.
Yeah, and when you see stats like that and you see Monmouth shooting so well and Ryder not, it does scare you that Monmouth's only up 2 points. Eventually Ryder's going to start hitting some shots down. But, again, Anthony Miles is the guy that leads Ryder in scoring. He's a guy that can really get his own shot, get to the rim, and make things happen. I'm okay with him shooting a lot of threes. Right now he's 1 of 7 from the field, and he's 0 of 5 from three. I think Monmouth's actually doing a good job defensively against him. And if he's going to shoot threes, just make sure they're contested looks. But 8-4 is a big stat for me in turnovers. Monmouth with 8 turnovers, Ryder only with 4. Part of the reason why Monmouth's only up 2.
25-23, 3 minutes, 41 seconds to go in our first half. We are live at the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, a couple of miles away from the birthplace of basketball and the Basketball Hall of Fame for this 2014 MAC Basketball Championships. Monmouth and Ryder, the 8-9 game. Winner plays Iona Saturday at 12 noon. And gentlemen, this tournament will move next year back to Albany, where it was for so many years at the Times Union Center. So Monmouth's first year in the league is the last year it's here in Springfield. And Steve and I were there, Matt, last weekend. Beautiful venue that we have to look forward to next year, taking nothing away from this beautiful facility, but it'll be good moving forward.
Yeah, nice arena. I think probably the one thing, and I've been to that arena for a couple of different functions. I think the nice thing is it's a little more centrally located to an actual school and campus. Siena obviously right there, and it's a shorter drive and maybe more in the geographic footprint for the league, just where it kind of makes sense. Okay, everybody plays a game here. Now you got to come back to a somewhat familiar spot.
Come back to the live action after the under four media timeout with Khalil Thomas at the foul line. Thomas now at 3 points after making his first free throw here, cutting Monmouth's lead to 1 with 3:41 to go.
Now Ryder shooting well from the foul line. Excuse me, Eddie, right now. 8 of 9 from the line. In the game in Lawrenceville, where Monmouth came back in the second half, Ryder missed a lot of foul shots. Right now, shooting very well from the line.
Well, now 9 of 10 after Thomas makes his second. We're all knotted again at 25. Hawks moving it around the perimeter here. Greg Nowak's back into the game. He throws top of the key to Max DeLeo. DeLeo swings it to Deion Jones on the right wing. Small lineup in for MU now. You got 4 perimeter players and Nowak. Nowak now has it on the right wing. Throws it right corner to Deion Jones. Jones, baseline drive. Too strong. Gets his own rebound. Up fake. 1-up fake. James throws it over to Nicholas, who throws it back to Josh James. I think everyone wanted Red to shoot that three.
I wanted Josh James to shoot the ball.
So did I. I mean, you're wide open at the top of the key. Go ahead and pop one.
Under 3 to go. Monmouth moving it with 20 on the shot clock. Nicholas throws left wing to Max DeLeo. DeLeo pump fake. Got Thomas in the air, but now he throws top of the key to James. 11 on the shot clock as James backs it out.
Pretty good defensive possession here for Ryder.
James, dribble handoff to Nicholas. 5 on the shot clock. Red, drive, kick to Max DeLeo. Another pump fake. DeLeo, contested 3. That one over the rim, and the rebound to Jimmy Taylor. You said it, Matt. Very good defensive possession for Ryder there. Stewart steps into a 3. Daniel Stewart buries a triple from straight away. Bronx back on top, 28-25.
And that's disappointing for me. Stewart makes the whole Ryder team go. He's such a tough matchup. He gets a wide open look trailing in transition. That just can't happen.
2 minutes, 15 seconds to go in our first half. Ryder back on top of Monmouth by 3 points. Deion Jones, left-hand dribble, top of the key. Throws it, floats one into the corner to DeLeo. Down low, Andrew Nicholas. His turnaround too strong. Zedrick Sadler pulls down the rebound. Sadler will lead Ryder back. He'll throw it to Daniel Stewart on the left wing. back to Sadler. They'll reset an offense with under 2 minutes to go before halftime.
Monmouth has had some good looks offensively in the last couple of possessions, but unable to convert on any of them.
1:40 to go now in our first half. Anthony Miles struggled early on here on the left wing, throws it to Sadler. He'll move it now in the right corner. Top of the key, Daniel Stewart. Dribble handoff to Miles, 7 on the shot clock. Miles, drive, kick out to Sadler. His three is good. Back-to-back Bronx triples. They lead 31-25.
And we talk about momentum changing in a hurry. Back-to-back threes puts Ryder up 6. How does Monmouth respond?
1:15 to go, first half. Max DeLeo, right wing. Top of the key to James. He'll swing it to Nicholas. Now in the corner, it's Deion Jones. Jones drives, cut off baseline. Throws it top of the key to Nicholas. He'll throw it right wing to Jones. Jones, before he can get going, will be called for traveling, and that is way too many unforced errors for your leading scorer. Steve, that's 3 unforced errors from Deion Jones.
Deion Jones has to pick it up. In a possession before, he rejected a ball screen, went the other way, looked like he had a wide-open layup, and then picked up his dribble too soon, floated to the rim, and missed the layup. Just Deion has to pick it up.
Under 1 minute to go, Monmouth traps Zedrick Sadler, and with 52.6 seconds to go, Ryder will take a 30-second timeout.
And it's another one of these long runs here by Ryder, you know, fortunate enough to have a real up-to-date and kind of quick-moving stat monitor up here. A 10-0 run for the Bronx over the course of the last 3 minutes. They had a similar run early in the game. It's Monmouth who is, you know, kind of punching quick, and then Ryder all of a sudden comes up with these long runs. You wonder, Steve, at some point, one of these runs, a 10-0 run, you know, does it become a 15-2 run? Does it become an 18-4 run? And then all of a sudden you're down 6, probably carrying this over to the second half a little bit. You're going to look up at the scoreboard at one point, and you're going to be down 15.
I think that's why it's important for guys like Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas to be those run stoppers. If Deion Jones, though, is coming off screens and traveling and committing unforced turnovers, those 10-0 runs, like you said, Matt, can turn into 15-0 runs and 20-0 runs in a heartbeat. So it's up to the leaders to really be those run stoppers.
Right now, Ryder in the midst of an 8-0 run, as Matt said, and they lead 31-25 as the Bronx get it back with under 45 seconds to go in this half. Daniel Stewart to the basket will lay one in over Greg Nowak. Extend that ride as Stewart now with 14 points.
Stewart is just a phenomenal player. He deserves his second team All-MAC selection and makes Ryder go, more so than Anthony Miles, in my opinion.
We'll go over all of those MAC teams, the all-league teams, at halftime. With Monmouth here presumably having the half's final possession, there's about a 1 second difference between the game and shot clock. Hawks trail 33-25. Now 10 seconds to go in our first half. James, top of the key, will work on Sadler. Nice spin at the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Has his first shot blocked. Has his second shot blocked. Loose ball here will be a shot clock violation as it never hit the rim. Ryder will get it back with 0.9 seconds to go in the first half.
And James a little slow to get up, but almost inexcusable that 2 times over the course of a half you're going to have a shot clock violation. Monmouth had one earlier. They had one now. They had a 10-second violation before. Again, just giving possessions away. A
lot of unforced errors. We mentioned Jones's couple of travels. He also had a palming violation. They'll put 3 more tenths of a second on the clock. So now 1.2 to go here in the first half. Daniel Stewart will inbound to Khalil Thomas, and he'll just let the first half expire, and it will do so with Ryder, guys, on a 10-0 scoring run to take a 33-25 lead at the break.
Monmouth has also left points on the board at the rim. They have at least 4 or 5 possessions in mind that they have gotten to the rim and couldn't finish. The ball's rimmed out. There's been a blocked shot, and that's huge in games like this, and 4 or 5 possessions is 10 points, and Monmouth down 8 right now at halftime.
Yeah, we talked a minute ago about how great the field goal percentage for Monmouth was and how poor it was for Ryder. Since that point, it's completely swung the other way. MU hasn't made one. They're 10 of 22 going into the break at 45%. Ryder's heated up. They also have 10 made field goals, 25 attempts for 40%. That's not great either, but then you look at the scoreboard, and you're up 33-25. And again, the big difference on the free throw line, you've got 4 more made foul shots for Ryder, and you've got 3 more made three-pointers. MU's got to come out and address that defensively.
We'll take a look at our first half stats. We'll also take a look at the MAC All teams. We'll go first team, second team, third team. We'll take a look at the all-rookie squads and do all of that here at halftime, as well as give you more in-depth information about this first half and what to look forward to for the second 20 minutes of action. Hawks trail Rider at halftime by 8 in this 2014 MAC Tournament first-round matchup. We're back in 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports Network.